You used to just get up. Now it's a whole production. Let's change that. Get to Joint Relief Institute for fast, immediate pain relief. Covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Time to check in with Dean Richards for entertainment news. Well, the president is not going to be happy about this new ABC deal.
I'm shocked we haven't heard anything about it.
We will.
I'm sure there wasn't some overnight text that came out, social media. Jimmy Kimmel extended his contract with ABC. Everyone was wondering what was going to happen after the suspension that took place last September when ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel for comments that he made about the murder of Charlie Kirk. But things are much clearer now. Jimmy Kimmel signed a one-year extension to stay with ABC. His show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, will remain on the air now through May of 2027. Somebody asked him yesterday, why is it only a one-year contract? And he said that's what he's done for the last three contracts, because he wants to decide as they go along. So, he's going to be around a while and let the fun begin between him and the president.
Speaking of ABC, there was a Chicago mention on The View yesterday, wasn't there?
Yeah, a very interesting one. The guest on The View, one of the guests yesterday was Anna Gasteyer, who is, you know, formerly Saturday Night Live. She appeared in Wicked on Broadway and here in Chicago. But she's got a new Christmas album and a new Christmas show that has just come out, which is called Sugar and Booze. And while she was explaining the meaning of the title to the ladies at the table, a Chicago favorite got a little bit of a shout out. Yeah, how about that? Frango is getting a little bit of a shout out.
I hope nobody gives me a box of Frangos anytime soon, because I eat the whole box.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Oh, I'm with you 100% on that. one year, I don't know how many years ago, somebody gave me a box of Frangos, and I opened it, and I'm watching television and just enjoying it. And I fell asleep. And when I woke up, there were those little paper cups, you know, that each Frango Mint comes in. Uh-huh. They were all over the place. I felt like a heroin addict or something. I had eaten so many of them. They're so delicious.
Yeah.
But I love that she gave Frango's a shout out and credited Marshall Fields. The Macy's still sells the Frango's, but I love that she did that. By the way, she's going to be at Space in Evanston with this Christmas show for two shows this coming Thursday. Unfortunately, they are both sold out at the moment. So if you're interested in that, check with Space in Evanston. You know, maybe some people will turn their tickets back.
Let's get to the day's celebrity baby announcement.
We have a baby announcement coming from Rebel Wilson, who has been in a variety of comedies. She posted on social media that she and her wife are expecting their second child now. They've been married for just over a year. They already have a three-year-old daughter who was born via surrogate. So congrats to them.
And, Dean, let's talk about the guy from Grey's Anatomy. He's writing a book, huh?
Yeah, Eric Dane has just announced he's going to be writing a memoir that will be called Book of Days, A Memoir in Moments. It will be a look back on his personal life, on his professional life, and also on his life since he's been diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He announced that diagnosis last April and continues to work. He says he will be back on the HBO series Euphoria, that will be coming back next year, but should be some interesting stories and lessons that we learn out of that.
Yeah, that is one brave person. So Gillian Anderson is someone you talked to recently, and you know what? Like a lot of people, I became a fan during X-Files, but every role she takes on, she's fabulous, isn't she?
Yeah, she's so different. She was just in the Tron movie and was great and so different from all the roles that she's taken on before. And that certainly is the case with her latest project, which is a Netflix series called The Abandons. It is a Western set in the 1800s. She and Lena Headey play matriarchs of two very different families, one of wealth and privilege and the other of orphans and outcasts, both with a claim on a very valuable piece of property. So it sets up for some really great conflict. When I talked with them, I was kind of curious about what drew them to the Western genre, which is so popular now.
Yeah, I've never done a Western before. I've done 1700s. I've never really, really ridden a horse on camera. I was interested in diving into this world, and also, you know, to be the boss of everything is not too shabby. And so I was looking forward to being the boss of everything.
You were.
Yeah. Lena, how about you? Same thing, getting into the Western genre?
To be a woman in this industry, it's rare to get to sort of be a little bit muddy and broken and ride horses and do violent things. It's usually left for the men. They get all the fun. So the promise of that was something incredibly attractive for me.
Yeah, it's called The Abandons, and it is streaming on Netflix now. I guess I really never thought about it, that women in Westerns are always supporting roles. They are very, very rarely the lead character. So this one is really different.
Yeah, well, you had Annie Oakley, but there's been a drought since then, I guess. And that Lena Headey, is that how she says her
Headey.
Name? Lena Headey. She was in Game of Thrones.
She sure was.
So how'd you like Sister Act?
Oh, I had a great time. It's the latest production, which is out at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook right now. And they bring to life this old Whoopi Goldberg movie. Take a little bit of a listen to it. Yeah, the Whoopi Goldberg movie Sister Act came out in 1992. And if you remember, it's the story of an up-and-coming singer who has to take refuge inside of a convent, pretending to be a nun after she witnesses a murder. The singer takes over the convent. She takes over a choir of extremely reserved nuns. She loosens them up while at the same time the nuns bestow some of their values on her. All of this really, really well performed. If you go into this thinking you're going to hear exactly the same songs that you heard in the Whoopi Goldberg movie version, you are not. They updated the songs. It's set more now in the late 1970s rather than the 60s, where they're singing 50s and 60s songs. But either way, it's the story that really gets you with this. It's a story about friendship. It's a story about loyalty. It is a story about spirituality. I think that's really what makes this such a great show for the whole family for the holiday season. Now, the night that I went, there was an understudy in the main role playing the Whoopi Goldberg character, Dolores. The understudy's name was Marta Batty, and she was spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. So whether you get the understudy or whether you get the actress who's, you know, scheduled to be the star of the show, I think you're going to get something very special. And the Drury Lane is such a nice theater, such a nice facility. You can have dinner there. You can, you know, just really make it a special evening. It's easy to park. It's just the whole experience. And as I've been seeing, going to theater the last few weeks, whole families are going to the theater. You know, it's like it becomes sort of a holiday tradition of the whole family going to see a show. And that certainly is something that I would recommend for this one, Sister Act at Drury Lane, Oak Brook. It's going to be there until January 11th.
Lots of good restaurants there. We were just at the Gibson's in Oak Brook.
Oh, yeah.
We got a minute here, Dean, so let me just ask you one quick question about this showbiz industry merger everybody's talking about. We were talking about this last hour, but if the Netflix Warner deal goes through, would it definitely mean higher subscription fees for Netflix, do you think?
I can't imagine that at some point it wouldn't, because they control all of the all the pieces of the puzzle all of a sudden.
Yeah.
There may be more available to you if Warner Brothers and Netflix are combined. I mean, Warner Brothers has one of the biggest libraries of motion pictures of anybody, going back to the beginning of making motion pictures. So suddenly all that would become available on Netflix. But with less competition come higher prices. I mean, it's not just this. That's why there are regulations about monopolies and, you know, things like that to control all of that. But what's interesting now also is the possibility of this hostile takeover now, which may turn the Warner Brothers Netflix deal on its head. Paramount has offered a higher price. They've offered to buy even more. And, you know, there is a scenario also where if stockholders of Warner Brothers accept, if people sell their stocks to Paramount could become a majority stockholder. And, you know, then they control the company anyway. So the whole thing is very, very, very interesting. And that's why I only watch television on my black and white TV with a coat hanger for the antenna. It's so much easier and simpler than trying to figure all this stuff out.
Did you hear? We have UHF channels now. It's unbelievable.
Don't get fancy on me now. Don't get fancy.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.